The thing that probably got the festival more press than anything else was thanks to the censor board, because they got in a fight with Robert Lantos, who was sort of a, you know, upstart guy at this time. And he'd made this film and called In Praise of Old Women, which was a very funny book, sort of erotic book about a young guy in Hungary who actually comes to Canada. There was this big fight going on in the press, and Lantos is saying, well, we're going to show the uncensored version. And the censor board saying, you're not. We're going to censor this. And somebody had miscalculated and put out twice as many tickets as the theatre would hold, thinking, no, not everybody's going to show up. Because this was in the early days, right? And it wasn't a popular thing. The only press that covered the festival in those days was the Toronto Sun. But it was pouring with rain, and the place was packed with people. Sort of privately, they'd said to me, can't you sort of fix it up so we say we're going to show the censored version, but actually we're going to show this uncensored version? And I looked at her and said, well, you know, I can go to jail for 7 years for interfering with the print, like if I splice something back in that had been taken out. So what I had done in the meantime was entirely substituted the second half of these two prints. So the censored print had the second half of the uncensored print with it. Now, at the beginning of each reel, there's apart from this band that's wrapped around, there's also an embossed stamp, so you can prove that this is actually the thing that's been approved. And you can see this on the screen when you're watching the film. You know, if you know what you're looking for, you can see it. It's only there for just laps over two frames. So there's two policemen in the booth with the projectionist to make sure they're going to show the censored print, right? No monkeying around here. But, you know, they get the first three reels going, all of everything's, and they don't notice that it's not the approved version. By doing that, I could say I'd made a mistake and the two got mixed up, but I hadn't actually touched anything in the body of the film in terms of splicing anything in or anything like that. Like, you wouldn't believe the amount of people keep saying to me, oh, couldn't you just splice it in there? You know, I'd say, oh, yeah, yeah, I think so. That might be funny for you, but it wouldn't be for me afterwards.